This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. On the grains. For some time during late winter, while farmers were making decisions over cropping plans, the soybean market traded at levels that made money, while the corn market did not. Soybeans require fewer dollars of inputs, which bankers favored. Spring weather allowed farmers to plant the acres they had intended with full crop insurance coverage. I just read the headline, Monsanto profit tops expectations as soybean sales surge. That suggests they benefited from strong soybean seed sales. Monsanto reported soybean seed and trait sales were up 29.3%, coming from both Brazil and the U.S. Its Xtend soybean seed sales exceeded expectations by 2 million acres. On the other side, its seed corn and trait sales were off 6.3%. Certainly, soybean prices are low, but the apparent lack of concern of producers and analysts over 2017 soybean production potential and the downside risk creates risk. We see downside technical targets in the weekly soybean chart of 844 and 805. Quite honestly, there are technicians looking for a 6 as the first number. $9 short-dated soybean puts are inexpensive insurance. I would note that the current weather has turned out to be a lot better than what the bulls were forecasting a couple of weeks ago for this time frame. A lot of places in the Corn Belt got a drink from recent rains. Crop condition here is excellent. We have great subsoil moisture reserves going into July. Farmers are huge longs of corn waiting for something to trigger a rally that produces a substantive improvement in price. Farmers own fewer soybeans, but the year-to-year carryover grew, and if there are a lot of acres, the end users will wait for new crop. Friday's USDA reports will be one of the few remaining possibilities for higher prices. Bulls all wish that corn and soybean markets can do what the Minneapolis wheat market is doing. So far, not even Chicago or Kansas wheat can been able to duplicate that. U.S. ethanol production capacity has reached 15.5 billion gallons. The Iowa ethanol industry is twice the size of any other state. Then why is my basis so bad? Ethanol production was 10.64% of daily gasoline demand. Gasoline demand was off 2.8% from a year ago despite cheaper prices at the pump. Ethanol stocks peaked and are now falling. They have been profitable because the price of corn has been so low, so USDA reports Friday will be important to how the ethanol industry can compete with shale oil. We are still waiting for new EPA biofuel mandate targets to see if Donald Trump actually supports ethanol, or if his EPA Administrator Pruitt gets his way limiting biofuel. Mexico is boosting its ethanol blend rate from 5.8% to 10% and has plans to build 10 new ethanol production plants over the next 5 years. The U.S. dollar fell below where the election rally started Wednesday. This is the result of the EU economy picking up enough that the ECB is ready to rein in quantitative easing, and prospects of the fiscal stimulus promised to boost U.S. GDP with tax cuts and infrastructure spending stalling in Washington, to where such prospects appear much diluted. The bond market tanked this week on news of EU using. Nothing seems to bother the stock market. The weaker dollar should start to positively impact some commodity exports. On the cattle, there's a lot of room in packer margins for lower wholesale beef prices. The key to this market longer term is the rate of slaughter. Packer margins have been extraordinarily good, and they have responded by killing cattle. That is how you move through supply. Yes, there are 3% more cattle on feed, but they are green with fewer days on feed, and the kill may run 4% higher, so exceeds the increase in on-feed numbers, and lower carcass rates reduce the impact of the larger numbers too. This industry is current, and as long as it stays that way, the cattle market will continue to outperform expectations. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue is meeting Ambassador Branstad in Beijing to make a show of the opening of U.S. beef to China. They'll reportedly cut a prime rib that came from Greater Omaha Pack in Nebraska. They handle this specialty ractopamine-free beef. I don't consider the beef market open until beef from any animals in U.S. feedlots can be exported to China. Most U.S. feedlots use beta agonists, so this beef is not eligible. I see this as more political than commercial. They want the beef market open to China and accept poor terms while totally ignoring the reality. It is the same with pork that the U.S. will benefit from some backfill, but the impact of the market opening under these terms is being exaggerated. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at Comstock.com, or call 712-933-9400.